Oh my god, this poor guy's got to run again. Holy shit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Snake Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles on location.
Miles on location.
He's scouting the next 85 Bears.
I'm watching my son's football practice.
Yeah, is Junior with you or no?
He's got a haircut. This is little Bo Cephas here.
Well, I know, but I mean, did you dump him off to get a haircut or what?
Yeah, he's got a haircut. Yeah, he's.
Oh, all right. He probably needs
one. He's like me. He gets like his hair gets too long. Gets really greasy looking. Man.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
That was me, man.
That's fantastic. My hair gets too long, and I just look like a hippie. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. You're like some major drug dealer, man.
That's right.
Your hair gets long.
They can't do that anymore. So.
You look like a major drug dealer, man.
Yeah, now I just look, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Like bad Steve Buscemi with bad long hair or something. I don't know.
That's true. Your teeth are jacked up like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, fat that. Steve Buscemi is what I am.
Hey. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I got my widow's peaks and everything, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. So you're taking in the football. It's actually fairly, is it nice tonight out there where you're
at? It's a little muggy.
Oh, no, yeah, I can't imagine. I did not play football myself, but I was a big guy, and so people encouraged me to play football, but I never did because I wasn't.
You were a big guy? Come on.
I was, yeah.
I don't remember you being a big guy.
I still am a big guy.
I don't remember that.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember. What?
What are you talking about?
You're a big guy.
I was bigger than your average person, yes.
I don't remember this.
Okay. That's true.
I don't remember that.
I could kung fu fight with the best of
them. You must have had some hidden mad skills.
No, I've always been taller and broader than the regular guy.
Yeah.
So there you
go. I'm gonna get out of the car. I'm getting out of the car now.
Uh-oh, watch out. What's going on?
It's getting hot in the car. I have no air conditioning. I'm on empty. So
you gotta shut down the car. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they would, like, ask me to be on the line, you know, be the big blocker, the offensive blocker, I guess. But
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you the truth. I was asked. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Come on.
This is the most made up story I've heard in a long time.
I cannot, it's true. It is a true story.
Come on, you're from Decatur. There's no one bigger than you in Decatur. Come on.
I didn't say there was no one bigger than me. Actually, my friend Mark is bigger than I am. But
well, yeah. I mean, that guy, I could see him be like an offensive line or something.
He was on the line. He played football.
I'm not sure what you would be, but man.
I was. They wanted me to block. I don't know. I didn't
want
to.
I can't see that.
I did not want to do anything. That was my thing. So
I don't believe
I wanted to watch television and eat popcorn and stuff. That's what I wanted. So that's what I did.
I was going to play football until I got high.
That's right.
I was going to.
I'm like, that's crazy talk, you people.
Until I got high.
I do that. Didn't help that my knees were brittle and they blew out shortly after that either, so.
Yeah, I gotta say, you have no legs left.
I know. I'm practically an invalid.
Drop Deadlift.
Now my ankles are going, so.
Yeah, you got nothing left. Oh, yeah. The hips to go now.
I'm going to get some of those springy things like those Olympians got.
I can hear all the clapping going on.
Oh, yeah, I can hear a little bit there. Oh, my gosh.
Take a knee, everybody. Take a knee. They're all taking a knee. Hold
on. Oh, God. Are they going to pray or something?
Oh, Lord Jesus, please look down upon us, Lord
Jesus.
Right.
Everybody, is he going to have to go, like, shower up, I hope, before he gets in your car?
I don't know. I got a feeling I'll be, like, chauffeuring, like, 20 kids here in a second.
Oh, my God.
Well,
let me tell you this story real quick, then. If we do that, then we'll just have a short show.
Yeah, I'll tell you your short story.
So, anyway, I was my daughter was in a play recently, and yes. I was there viewing the play, and it got to be, you know, and these plays, like, bring out the old people, you know what I mean?
It's oh,
like,
yeah.
A lot of old people like to go see the play, and... So I'm in there, and it gets to be intermission, and I'm, like, sitting way at the back, away from everybody, and by myself, because we were driving back and forth, and so we just took turns watching the play, because it was multiple shows. So anyway, so at intermission, I'm sitting back there, and all these old guys, you know, are stretching and whatnot, the intermission, and this guy gets up. He gets up, he's talking, you know, it's like him and his wife or whatever, and his buddy, another buddy or something, and he puts his hand, like, it's kind of like these hotel chairs, the kind of fancy chairs. It's not like, it's not like a theater, like a movie theater. It's like got, it's tiered but with chairs on it. So he leans forward on this chair and he does this crazy little wiggle, like with his butt and his hips.
He's ripping it.
Well, no, he wasn't ripping it, which would have been funny as well. He's, like, leaned over, holding onto the chair in front of him, which is lower because it's on a stair step, kind of a stadium-style thing.
And
he's kind of doing his little hip wiggle. I swear to God, the guy was repositioning his balls. He didn't.
You sure he wasn't ripping it?
No, he was. He didn't touch himself, but he kind of like, and then like he readjusted his pants and he stood up.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! I'm like, what the hell was that? I think he had some, you know, super elastic testicle plastic balls going on there, and he was trying to flop them over to the other side or something. I don't know. For some reason, I thought about you doing that. I can see you doing something like this where you kind of, you know. And he stands back up and he's talking to everybody. It was just weird. Yeah. He, like, just in his waistband, you know.
Yeah. Sir, I'd like to ask you a question.
What were you just doing? I mean, it's like he was... It was like his pendulous balls were hanging down one leg, and then he had to flip them over to the other side or something. It was the most bizarre looking thing I think I've ever seen.
Nice.
You know, most guys would just, like, you know, scratch themselves or tug on it or something, you know.
Yeah, you reach in there and, you know, no, you grab around.
No reach, no reach in, no.
No reach around, nothing.
No, no, he was just, I don't know, he did it with his hips.
He did it, well, there you go.
There you go. That was a weird story number one. How are things shaping up there at practice?
Well, last week I ran into the mother of one of my son's friends.
Yes. Is this the one that was being a total a-hole, ordering double meat or
anything? No. This is a nice kid. His whole family's nice, you know, but...
Oh, that's good.
The mom was, like, having a break, you know, at work, and we saw her. I was, hey, what's going on? She goes, oh, my daughter. She's talking about her youngest child, you know.
Right, yeah.
Little Sammy
K. Okay.
Yeah, little Sammy. Yeah, I'm like, okay. I wasn't really paying attention.
Sammy Davis Baker Jr.
And she said something like, oh, yeah, well, she hit a milestone. She's a woman now. Or,
holy what?
I'm like, what? You know, she's older now. And I'm like, I thought she said like she was a teenager or something. I'm like,
right.
Not that I know of. I didn't think this kid was a teenager, right?
She's like two or something.
You know what she's alluding to?
She got the big P.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, the young girl had had her period.
Is that what people do nowadays? I don't know that.
And this mom's telling me all the details. I'm like, oh, my
God. That's weird. I think that's weird.
I was late for work, and now I was really late for work because I had to run and go get something for her.
Well, don't you think you'd... Anyway.
Because I don't want her to use what I use.
Which is rolled up newspaper.
So I rolled up the sock.
I use the comic section.
I have a circus, here you go.
That's right, it goes to Andy Cap. Right there. Yeah, I like to use Dilbert because I get a little thrill out of the old Dill and the Dilbert, yes.
It was too funny. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? Oh, my God. Jesus.
That pointy hair boss kind of goes in sideways.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Is that a new trend or something? I don't know.
TMI Theater presents.
Yeah, well, now you say that, but I remember it's been a long time ago. Back in Decatur, probably before I was married or shortly after I was married, so it's been like 20 years ago, we were at this Monocle's Pizza, one of my favorite pizza places, Monocle's in Decatur and surrounding central Illinois. We come out, and there's like this minivan, and it has written on the windows, Helen got her period. And they were in there having pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Helen got her period. They wrote it on the windows.
Jesus God.
I was only assuming that because it was a minivan, it looked like a mom van kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That it was probably some poor child that whose parents were just a little too forthcoming.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just somebody who was hoping they weren't pregnant, who was a teenager or something. But
right.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's been 20 years ago. And I'm like, holy moly, what the hell, you know? What the fuck is up with that? That's weird.
Because I went home. I said to my wife, I go, you're not going to believe what little Sammy Joe's mom just said. She goes, oh, she had a period. I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, she told me last week.
Oh, nice. Oh, she told
me. I'm like,
everybody.
Oh, what? She's like bragging it to everyone. She goes, oh, yeah, I was in the store. And she was telling everyone in the store about it. I'm like, oh, that's all the customers have to hear this. Yeah,
she's ready to go, fellas.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know. Oh my God. Don't tell me this story. You know, I don't want to know. This is none of my business.
Sammy Joe.
You know.
Oh, my God. That is so bizarre.
It's none of my business. I have no interest in this. I don't want to know.
She didn't even whisper it, huh? She just said it, like, right out there.
Oh, my God. Please.
Did she send you over to the sanitary napkin aisle just for a donation or anything? Or?
Oh, my. Yeah, I was just waiting to hear a complete breakdown of the whole, you know. You know, and
here's a picture of the first one right here. I got a picture. I took a picture for the scrapbook. Here you go.
Would you like to see the picture of the
next one? It's right here on my phone. Let me get to it here. Yeah, there you go.
It's on my iPhone here. I'd like to show you that.
Oh, geez, what was that noise?
Oh, yeah, it's some people know muffler.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the parking lot here.
Yeah.
No, I actually have a sound effects machine with me.
I thought it was your belly. Maybe you went to Diamond Dave's for dinner or something.
No. So, yeah, that was just...
So did you mark it on your calendar? Sammy's got a
Hey, fellas, just so you know.
Did you turn around and go, well, little Bo Cephas was whacking it. I caught him last night. Not to be one up on you, but...
Yeah.
I caught him masturbating, so, you know, woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
oh,
nice.
My. Yeah, that was just too much.
I'm going to let him pick up one of my. I'm going to let him take my subscriptions when I'm done here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you're still in the Fred Willard territory of dirty magazines, aren't you, Miles?
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah. Man,
gotta have the hard media. You gotta have that hard media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So, if you have a story like that, please don't tell me because I'm not the least bit interested in it. Keep that in your own house. Make it special in your own house. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if it's information on a cheerleader or something,
that would be well. I don't even want to hear that. I really wouldn't want to hear some. No.
You don't want to know anything about it, is that what you're saying?
I'm just going to pretend like it never happens to them.
There you go. You're oblivious. There you go.
They're just all clean all the time. And
yeah, that's the way it goes.
I don't know.
That's weird.
You know, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. I don't need to know.
I don't know why anyone in their right mind would tell anybody, let alone you, of all people.
Yeah, just like God and everybody. Hey, come here, Miles.
You didn't say that, you know, old enough to bleed, old enough to breed line, did you? I can see you saying that. Well, Sammy's mom.
No, I did not say that.
You know what they say, old enough to bleed.
Well, you know what the one tampon said to the other, don't you?
Oh, what was that?
Nothing. They were both stuck-up bitches.
Oh my goodness, you're horrible.
Hey, come on, I'm not going around bragging about, you know.
Did you say, my dad still gets an erection, thanks to...
Yeah, I don't know. Certain things keep in your own house, okay?
Thanks to the little blue pill, my dad still gets it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I keep all that to myself. I don't even...
Sammy's mom, you want to hear about, you know, my dad's boner? I'll tell you all about it.
I think she would listen. That's the weird part. We're like, oh, continue.
He's a regular Wilford Brimley on Cocoon, you know what I mean?
Little soldier soul.
if you never watched the movie Cocoon, you'll never get that.
Yeah, I've seen Cocoon.
I'm talking about other people, so.
Oh, like CB.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Now, CB's pretty young, so.
He's pretty young. He wouldn't know what that is.
So, how's the football practice? Are they still practicing?
It is broken up now. They all ran inside with their helmets, so.
Oh, they got to put stuff away. Okay. Yeah. We should just make this a short one and wrap it up so that you can get your poor child home since he's been basically tortured all day today, all afternoon.
After the whole period story, I really just wanted to say, you know.
Was one of your kids
on the period story?
Was one of your kids there whenever that was mentioned? Or?
Yeah.
All your boys were there.
He was taking it all in, like, "Ooh,
hey, Sammy."
And I was like, "Oh, that's a lot of information. So much information, and yet so much." You know.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Is Sammy free Saturday?
In a few more days.
I have to mark this down in my notebook.
Oh my god.
I'm keeping track of all the girls in my class menses for them. So
we're gonna see if they all cycle together.
That's right. We'll see what we're gonna do. An experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I know.
I'll know who and when to talk to people.
Yeah, you don't bring that up, man. I'm sorry.
That's weird, especially to you. My God, your mind must have just been crazy.
I mean, because people are like, oh, Miles, I bet you nothing throws Miles. And yes, you can throw Miles very easily.
That's right. Just mention that. Yeah.
There's certain topics where, yes, you will throw me. I'll be like, okay, I'm out. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. That's it. That's it, and that's all.
I don't hear about it. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, Miles, you can catch him on Facebook, and you can tell him whenever your teenage girl is having her period, if you want to. That's up to you.
You can write in with your own menses story.
That's right.
No, yeah, I'm afraid I'm gonna end up with Doc back on the show. That's what I'm afraid. I'm afraid we're gonna get like someone from in Smith's guest and
Oh my god. That's too funny.
I think, that makes me about the Bloody Mary I had.
Oh, there you go. Oh my gosh. I was down in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, I don't want to open it up like that. Yeah. It's like a thought. Save it. Save your stories, people. Yeah, I don't really want to hear about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess
ever.
We'll talk to you next week. I hope that your boy makes it out alive out of football practice.
I hope so there, yeah.